Blog Talk Radio.
Hello! It's Conclave Radio. This is Kitty, and I'm alone.
We are a real people.
Yeah, hello. Chasey, you do not understand. You don't understand the pain I have had these last few weeks.
I understand. As soon as I'm gone, everything goes crazy.
Yeah, then we can't even have, we have all the cool setup, and then I'm having a show without you for 2 weeks.
Well, it's okay, because you know what? I'm here now.
You're here now.
We're
living in the present.
I'll always be here. If I'm not here, I'm actually here.
In spirit.
In spirit.
But you look better in the person, in the flesh.
Thank you. I've been working on myself.
Yeah.
You're getting ready for the beach trip.
Yes, I am.
The Conclave beach trip.
I am, and I bought my outfits, and shorts. But
that might be a blessing.
Yeah.
We have heard that Cole has some pretty short shorts.
I'm going to need
Magnum PI shorts.
I'm going to need to wear some glasses.
Yeah. I know. Welcome back, Casey.
Thank you.
And, of course, you're joined. You're watching us on Facebook Live. Hello, Facebook Live. I try to get YouTube Live working, but I'm having a little issues at the moment.
Yeah.
But we're glad that – I'm telling you what. Last week, huge, huge numbers. You
mm-hmm.
see the numbers of the people that watched our last episode.
I'm one of those numbers.
Oh, you watched?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
So people were commenting on how much Hunter was eating, and Hunter doesn't even have food tonight.
I don't have food tonight, Miss Becky.
No food. Right,
no
food.
No
food for Hunter. So me, Greg, and Hunter, we held it down. We had a good little shortened show. But tonight, full show.
Full show.
Yeah. Full show.
Wild and out.
Still no five random questions because we don't have a guest.
That's totally fine.
But, you know.
We can make it work.
We will make it work. We will make it work. And we will try to have us a special guest next week. How about we shoot for Jennifer Browning?
That sounds
week?
Like a good one. That
Ooh.
Sounds.
Because she would be the speaker the following Sunday. So
yeah,
let's
that,
go
yeah.
for Miss Jennifer yeah. Browning next week.
Now, I know we have a history of going for people who've spoken and it doesn't happen.
Yeah, usually that's our trend. Yeah, we're going to have them.
Even,
oh, no.
We haven't even gotten her husband on the show yet.
Yeah.
So,
we just want to keep people on their toes.
Yeah, you know, like, they're, you know, every episode's like, oh,
cliffhanger.
So
oh.
But let's be honest, the last few weeks, it's just been good if we could just all be together, just
that's
us.
That's true.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
even.
On the show, if you're not watching us on Facebook Live and you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher, of course, by Hunter Champion. We're glad Hunter is joining us always.
I'm glad to be here. Once
yes,
again.
Yes.
Conquer,
yes. Conquer Lifestyle. We're glad for Hunter to be here, of course, and the engineer producer of the show, Mr. Greg Will Dye. Greg, thank you as always.
Professor Dye.
Anything?
Yeah.
So we're glad Greg is here. So, yeah, it's good times that we're wrapping up the spring semester. Spring break is over.
How's the year almost half over?
Crazy.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I'm almost a quarter through college, and I am not prepared.
You're almost going to be a sophomore in college already.
Don't ever say that.
Wow.
Because I just – my first day was last week, guys. Come on.
Well, let's
no, it felt like it was last week.
But look,
it wasn't last week.
It's got to be all downhill now because
yeah, no
you survived Will as a you survived Greg as a teacher.
That's true. But I'll,
what'd you get in that class? I never heard.
An A. I did get an A.
Really?
I did. I can legally say that I got an A.
Get an A? Wink, wink. So what should he really have received, Greg?
I can't say that Casey was in my class.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot.
I remember this episode.
That was a good episode.
That was an awesome episode.
And that was a phoner. Yeah, that was a phoner. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's right. When he kept five random questions turned into him asking guests five random questions.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I actually heard him say that because everyone's been like, so is he doing well? And he's like, I can't say, but I'm happy with all the Metro students in my class.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a solid.
What
like
other theoretical two. Metro students were in that class?
A solid two?
Yeah.
Were there any others?
I'm pretty sure there wasn't.
Oh, yeah. But just in theoretically.
It is a big, classroom.
There was one girl that had come to Metro. She was a regular.
That's why she was
a Tinder.
Tinder. Gotcha.
That fine line.
Yeah, I understand.
She once was here and was also there and we're connected somehow.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, I did well. But I gotta tell you, Greg, my art classes are much harder. But that's because it's Montevallo. Because tomorrow.
I was going to say, is that an insult? Or?
No, it's not an insult.
Sounds like you just step up your game, Greg.
It did sound like an insult.
I'll say the art teachers are really good for it. And the assignments are also really, really like interesting / hard. Tomorrow, we have a live model in the classroom. Yeah.
Really?
What
do
you see on movies?
What kind of movies are you
I'll have to draw her.
You have to draw her.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this going to be like appropriate for a young man who's trying to guard his art for Christ? Or is this going to be like.
This is Montevallo.
Let's just say he gave us up. We were uncomfortable.
And is she okay with it?
She can't stop it.
She can't stop it.
That is her words, actually.
That's.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
our word.
All right, now. Dangerous for you to say it on air.
Right.
All right. We're going to go down a little bunny trail.
I'm sorry.
It's time for us to.
Away from art class.
Wait, hang on. I'm sorry.
Let him go.
In the room, if you are married, raise your hand. There are three hands in here. If your wife said, I can't stop it, what is that code for, gentlemen? Survey says.
That's a no.
That means you might need to be sick tomorrow for that drop, Casey.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm just giving you helpful hints to live by.
Yeah.
But you are dating, so you're probably okay.
I hope so.
Well, he doesn't know if he's uncomfortable yet. He ain't got in the room.
I'm getting uncomfortable now.
Well, what do you mean? All right, well, then if you're going, then let me give you some words to live by. So, Casey, how was that class? It was all right. So, what was the girl like? I don't know. I didn't pay much attention, really.
Well, that'd be a lie because I have to draw her.
Oh.
I didn't look at her that much.
Okay.
My teacher would be disappointed.
I drew a stick figure.
So this is an interesting week on the show. because, like, as in, for instance, last week we couldn't preview Conclave because
and
it
I
was
gave
Easter.
A horrible example, like the overall view of it. I feel like.
Well, there's today's a new day.
Yeah.
But, so we couldn't preview. We talked about Easter. We kind of asked what are there we all think about Easter when you get ready for it. So we couldn't really preview it the last week. We can't recap last week because it was Easter, but we can preview the upcoming Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do have that coming up. But since we have a few minutes, and maybe we can handle it also, let's talk. Now, I know, Casey, you weren't there, but you can live through this. Because we're pretty heavy conclave on this. Church basketball team took a loss, Casey.
I saw the score. I was at my brother's baseball game, and I saw the text from Landon that said that had the score on it. And all I could do was laugh. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But it was
there were some of us laughed too because we couldn't believe it really.
So here's the deal. So we go in thinking, and myself included, since I'm player coach, but you know, be my age or older, you know, that trend, right? And so and there that There are some teams like that.
Right.
That's just not the team who we played Monday night.
Oh.
Okay, we play, and we walk in the gym, and when they're walking the gym, and we realize right then it's the nails.
Oh, yeah.
I thought a legit NBA team walked in.
Oh, I'm telling you, there was one guy, seven,
oh,
six,
yeah,
eight.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now, I will give credit in this room. Hunter Champion in the first 3 points.
Right.
First 3 points of the season. Yep.
Now, you coach your son's basketball team, don't you? Have you been coaching the Conclave team, kind of like how you coach your son's team?
No, completely different, because this is men's. The thing I'm really having to do is I help us decide if we're going to play like man-to-man or zone,
gotcha.
And then I'm the one that has to handle the substitutions.
So it's none of that, you know.
No, this is a lot of let's have fun. With the boys, it's, what are you doing?
Gotcha.
Like, quit picking your nose on the court. You can't play with your arms folded. What are you doing, Hunter? No, I'm just kidding. Defense. That's what I'm going to do for Michael. Not Michael, but we had a challenging year on his team. But for this, it really is.
When's the next game?
Monday.
He bucked up.
I bet he's fat still today. He like let a guy just run out of him. Yep. Good. Anyway,
yeah.
So I just wanted to let give props to where props is due.
Right.
So good thing. So how was everybody's Easter?
Pretty good.
Let's talk about that. Greg, how was your Easter?
Brayden's birthday fell. Easter mainly centered around his birthday and Christ's birthday and like the whole, let's celebrate first.
How was, and then we talked about this last week, how did all your posts go?
It went really well.
I'm very tired just watching all the posts that you have to do.
Yeah.
Now, do you have all that written out ahead of time?
Oh, yeah. I've got a script. And I go back and I pray over it every year. And I'm like, what should I take out? What should I fix?
So
what should
smart.
I add? Yeah, it's really
that way you're not like every hour on the hour.
No, he's worth it.
Great devotion, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because, I mean, the week leading up to Easter, I'm spending all my time thinking about what he went through and what his week was like. And so it really gets me into that spirit.
So, yeah, that we talked about that last week.
I did also.
So
I just ministered to one of the guys that work with it.
Wow. Really?
He's
awesome.
Like,
that's
what's
what
going on
about
right now in Jesus' week? And I was like, oh, well, yeah.
Well
did he know,
thanks for asking.
Did he know, like, before that day that you were going to be doing it?
No, I was talking about this radio broadcast, and he said, wait, what? Because I was telling him we were talking about what we're excited about for Easter. And he said, well, tell me about it. So,
wow. Open door. I said,
what it's all about.
How cool is that? Well, so that's big. So Easter, and then and how old did he turn? He turned
the big three. Teenager.
Three, right?
Three.
I think three is one of the best. If my kids stay three, four, five, I think those are fun years.
Talking, still listening.
Yeah, you become a little bit more. And I mean, no, I love my ages now, but like that's when you become a little more independent. You know, it's just, you're getting a little bit. You probably can still do a little nap, but you're a little. You can kind of last a little bit longer. That's a good age. That's a good age. Casey, how was your Easter?
It's pretty good. It's just a lot of food, a lot of family.
Yes.
It's the best way to put it. I got a hammock out at one point, Easter egg hunting, all the traditional
Easter stuff.
Obviously, I was at church. I saw all you guys at one point.
Yes, yes. You got some good pictures. That's the most pictures I've ever seen of people do at church.
Yeah, you look like a snack.
That was what we were telling everyone.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, you look like a snack.
You look like a snack. This is the first time I heard that.
I've never heard this word.
I know. They said that. I was standing there, and they go, ooh, Landon, you look like a snack. And apparently I've been out of high school for some time because I never heard this time.
Honestly, I think it's from some kind of video or meme or something. But yeah, it's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
So if I say,
you look tasty today.
Did you look tasty?
Yeah.
You look like a good little Happy Meal or something. They were throwing out all kinds of stuff.
A good little
just,
Happy Meal.
Yeah, just all kinds of food
related stuff.
I think at one point I looked at Hunter and I said, "Man, you a full course meal or something
like
that."
Yeah, like
What is that?
But I was the only one out of the group who didn't wear a suit.
Yes, that's true.
So I looked the best.
All right,
so, and for all of our listeners who just now came in,
Aaron White
just
He's
walked in, and now we're going
to
do
God.
An
Hallelujah.
Improv five random questions.
Yeah, so this is a bonus for all of you. We thought we weren't going to have a guest.
Yeah.
So this is excellent. So this is how it works, Aaron. You are judged based on these five, how you answer these.
But I thought the Bible said do not judge.
Well, we're not doing by what the Bible says. This is Conclave Radio. It supersedes scripture, brother.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So we will ask you five random questions.
Okay.
Casey always asks the first one, no matter what.
Why is that?
It's just tradition.
It's tradition.
The third question is really the one that will really determine how it goes. Okay?
Got it.
All right. So I guess
maybe – okay. All right.
Yes.
So here we go.
Okay.
So go ahead, fire away, Casey Hall.
All right. A little improv on the spot. I don't know if I can find the best one. Do you think, Aaron White, that you could last – in the wilderness.
What a pause.
In the wilderness for a month.
All right. You last in the wilderness for a month.
I can't.
Aaron White.
I don't think you can last 3 minutes for this question.
You can't just pause after that. Right.
You can't handle the wilderness.
Do you think I probably couldn't last a night in the wilderness?
That's honest.
That's a definite no on that one. I don't like to camp in tents, and yeah.
Your definition of camping is in a chalet, right? Like a big cabin.
Well, I mean, I do
RV.
RV.
That's amazing movie.
Okay.
I do RV.
Okay.
My parents have an RV.
So
that's not camping.
Yeah.
You got an amazing movie.
Like, yeah, I have to have
RV.
AC in a fridge, in a shower. Yeah, I can't do it without a shower.
In a real toilet.
No, how many showers do you take a day, approximately, Aaron?
I take one before I go to the gym.
Okay,
one
which is about what time?
4:40.
4:40 a.m.
And then I take one about 6:45.
Okay.
A.m.?
A.m. And that's about it. I mean, I take one at night before I go to bed.
Is water in your apartment? Water all included?
It's all included.
Oh, yeah, you're making them pay for it, aren't
you? Yeah. So I take a shower before I go to bed, and then right when I get up.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Because somehow I get...
So Aaron can live alone and pay a water bill for
30.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, so that was question one. Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, here's my question. Number two, what is the most useless thing that you know how to do?
I know. Useless. There's probably two things.
Okay.
One, I can turn my eyelids inside out.
Please don't. I've seen that.
Ooh,
dude,
that's not
a good
useless.
One.
What?
It's not. Scare people.
There's no point. Oh, yeah, I understand. Yeah, okay.
That's about uncomfortable.
And then I can throw a blueberry or grape probably about 30, 40 yards in the air. And
like
catch
up?
It. Yeah, up.
Vertical?
Vertical.
Or
that's the meaning of
vertical.
Vertical.
I don't know about 30, 40 yards, maybe 30, 40 feet, I would say.
And you would still catch it.
I could still catch it without dying.
Catching it or?
No.
Catching it.
Catch.
I'm out. Like at the Japanese restaurant. Like that when I throw the little piece of shrimp and you catch it.
Catch
it. What Japanese restaurant do you go to where they throw it 30 feet? That would be amazing. Well, first you just thought you were just throwing up in the air and catch your hand.
No, like, catch you in my mouth.
I knew that too, Aaron.
Catch you in my mouth, definitely.
I would like to see this happen. Can we do this at the beach?
Yes.
Let's do this at the beach.
We'll do this at the beach.
No,
yeah.
We will YouTube live that.
Yeah.
Please
do. No, it's a hidden talent. I used to practice as a kid with goldfish. You know what I mean?
I bet
catch
your mother
my mouth
loved that.
At a time. So.
Wait, goldfish crackers.
Like goldfish crackers.
Not real
goldfish.
Still alive, flopping in the air. Flops in the air, you can still catch it.
That's some hardness to it, right?
Yeah.
Dexterity to catch it.
All right, so that was two. So this is the third.
Is this the make or break question?
This is what we call
the hump question.
It's the hump question.
I need my coffee out of my Alabama Roll Tide glass.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Go ahead.
What's your favorite sounding word?
oh, this is a great one. Oh, like for me, mine's plethora.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a
that
great
one. Like,
it's so good.
Very nice.
It's a wonderful
I know
word,
it's not
plethora.
A good word, but it's a fun word to say. Osteoporosis.
Ooh, that does sound, yeah, yeah, I understand.
Or okay, just kidding.
On
go ahead.
Head.
Well, yeah.
Guys, I have to admit something. My vocabulary isn't that big.
Well, is there some Bible terms?
My favorite word is Bible.
Yeah.
God.
I don't know why, but gefilte fish from Rush Hour. It's coming to my mind right now.
Which is appropriate one. Because we just had Passover.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Man, I'm besides the only word
that's coming
to my mind is gefilte fish.
It's a good one. It's a good one. All right, here we go. We're having fun. Okay. If someone said, Aaron White, I will pay you $5 million to do this, tell me something that you would not even do for that you could do on the radio or for Facebook Live. Well, tell me what you would not do even for $5 million.
I
would you wear Under Armour for $5 million?
Oh, yeah.
You'd wear Under Armour.
Any day.
Would you throw away all of your Nike stuff and told you could never wear Nike again for $5
million? $5 million?
You could never wear Nike again.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Bethany couldn't wear
shoes. Okay.
No, no Nike apparel ever the rest of your life. But they'll give you $5 million.
I literally have to throw away all my clothes, but I could buy.
You'd have to throw away the clothes he's wearing right now.
You'll be able to buy more sweatshirts and hats for $5 million.
I mean, I could do that. I could do that.
So what would you not do for $5 million?
What would I not do? Yeah. I would probably not. I'm so afraid of heights. It's not even funny.
Ooh.
So either bungee jump off like a tower building, like, you know, or skydive
or something.
Skydive.
I've always wanted to, but I'm one of the people who think I'm not. And as soon as I walk up there, my whole body is shaking. I can't speak that
much. Yeah.
I'm turning that way into like, roller coasters, like I love roller coasters. Like, go Six Flags, mm-hmm. I ride them all, right?
Right.
But now, I think, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what, because we need to start wrapping the show up. We got one more question. But, like, we'll ride Goliath.
But some wisdom.
And you go to the top,
right?
and I start thinking, but what if the thing comes loose and I orphan my children?
Right.
And
right.
I never would have thought that before.
And
now I do.
Right.
I start thinking that I'm something terrible going to happen.
At least you're on your own, but the children.
Right. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Funny you should say that because every time, like, I ride a ride at Six Flags or something, immediately I think about, okay, if this thing fell off, how do I hold on?
Yes, that's correct. You think of the worst case scenario, how are you going to survive?
Yeah. And then the second worst case scenario is, okay, if my hat flies off.
Yeah.
How am I going to cover this up?
Well, that's just standard.
You
put your hat,
yeah.
Your hand through the loop, and you know, that's what I do, and I hold on to my hat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the ride, you gotta put your hand through the loop. You can't put under it. That's gonna fall out if you do that. You gotta figure out a way to hold on to it.
I've always held it between my feet, but there's been so many times where I'm afraid to look down and it's not there.
Yeah.
It has been so far.
All right, so are we at question five? This is it.
Last question.
Aaron, I've said very good answers.
Thanks.
Yeah, quite enjoyable.
I'm enjoying.
Great answers.
Love it.
So I think I like this question. Maybe a little hard to answer at first, but if the police raided your house right now,
oh, this is a good one.
What is the most incriminating thing they would find? Clint looks like he knows.
Hey, and don't worry, Pastor Jason's usually one of our first field at lunch.
Yeah. You got any Tide DVDs or anything?
you got any Tide Pods that you use as a snack?
Like,
I know it'd be blueberries, but a Tide Pod.
Oh, man, take it to a whole nother level. What would be incriminating?
I feel like he's one of the few people who'd go in his closet, open up himself a shrine to everything Nike.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I do have a Nike hat holder that has about 10 Nike hats going down it. Incriminating.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
But not incriminating.
Incriminating.
It's like, please don't open that closet.
How about ultra embarrassing? You have anything really embarrassing at your house like that? It'd be mortified if we knew that you had it.
Yeah, like a litter box when you have no cat.
Yeah, something like that.
I can give you one.
Okay. Here we go.
The most embarrassing, golly, is that here we go. Would probably be the not.
You gotta eat the mic. Yeah, number one, you gotta eat the mic. You can hear me good?
Oh,
great.
Like, for some reason, I never throw away underwear.
Okay.
Just throw it away. Uh-oh. Like, I should throw it away, but there's a pair or two or three maybe that probably have, like, a huge hole in the seat area from like doing squat,
right?
You know, it's just there.
But you can't throw them away.
I just don't throw them away for some reason.
They might have hit a
match. Literally,
you
know, like a personal attack.
But you don't wear them.
No, I don't
okay.
wear them.
That's what I was afraid of.
But I can stick my arm through it, probably.
Did you get a PR in them or something? Like,
is this a lady?
No, there's not. I think I'm too lazy to just throw them away. Yeah.
Like, I hit 375 in these.
I was hitting
135. So you tell Bethany one day, like, she'll see these, and she'll say, Aaron,
my fear.
Why do you still have these?
Yeah.
And you're going to have to say, I don't.
You squat?
My fear is one day she's going to pick it up, and there's going to be a stain.
Okay. So very good, Aaron. This might be the most entertaining five-random questions we've ever had. Right? Yes. Would you say that's pretty fair? Most entertaining five-random questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
This has been an honor.
Oh.
The pleasure.
You're welcome
all
anytime, man. You're welcome.
I can't wait to see the views tomorrow.
Oh. Personal broadcasting is going to be our highest rated show ever. We might get on TV for this.
Yeah, talk about going into the
yeah. yeah, the first all right. question.
All right, so let's talk real quick because real life we okay. have to get ready for Conclave U in like 12 minutes.
Okay.
All right, so this upcoming week is a big deal for Conclave because mm-hmm. it's the first ever Conclave baby shower. Woo! Woo!
Baby shower.
Little champion. Yeah. Little champion. So we're about, I have put Cole in charge, Casey. Making sure that all of the young ones. Look at that right there.
$20.
We didn't see anything. Oh. Cole Hughes, good job, Cole Hughes. That's all.
Good job, Cole.
Good job, Cole. Good job. So we are very excited about it. We want everyone to be there and help. So we're gonna have an abbreviate. We're gonna have people are bringing special kind of food. Thank you, Aaron.
Oh,
people are gonna be bringing. Different kind of nice foods, finger foods. So it's gonna be really nice. Good gifts.
That should be the first baby who is born into Conclave.
That's correct. Yeah. So Aaron and Bethany will be the first Conclavian wedding. Hunter and Bethany will have the first ever Conclavian child. And I said all we need now is a Conclavian divorce, and we'll have the whole circle.
Oh, no.
Whole circle. No. But we don't want
let's
that.
Let's hope we don't.
Yeah, we're just going to cut that out.
I think that means you've got a quota on how many Bethanys you can have.
We're already having two Hunter's Bethany for Aaron's Bethany.
Yeah.
And we have two
we'll
Aaron.
Add someone else called.
Well, we do have some people dating in Conclave.
We do.
We've got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, all the time. And we're about to go on a beach trip, and it may change two or three times.
Oh, man.
Yeah, who knows what happens on that trip.
I'm so excited and so scared.
Yes. So we want everybody to be there for the Conclave baby shower. We're going to have one worship song, an abbreviated little devotion, even a little basketball practice. You want to come in? Say hello?
Hello. I know why you picked her. Huh?
I'm telling you. I guess just had a
she's one of a kind right there.
Yeah. Come on in. Is this your first? Come on in. Come on.
Come on.
Come right
here.
Every time on Facebook Live, Lisa Johnson. Woo! Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Nice.
Hello, visitors.
I know. So did you know that we were like, maybe we'll have a guest, and Aaron White just walks in. Funniest. Five random questions of all
time. I can't wait to see the views tomorrow.
I can't wait till you hear
his last question.
His last question.
Can y'all just tell me?
No.
We want everyone to watch.
Yeah, we want
everyone
to hey, everybody needs to watch and share. If you watch it, you need to share it on Facebook. That's how it gets done.
I personally like to listen. I don't watch.
Yeah, she's a podcaster.
Yeah. I did it in my car on the way.
I started listening to it.
You want to watch this one just to watch how many shades of red you turned.
Oh, really?
And we did too.
Well,
I'm telling you.
I converted. I used to be a bad listener. And then, you know, I'm a visual person.
Yeah.
Who asked the fifth question?
Macy. Macy always does first and fifth.
I was happy with it.
Yeah.
The first one was very good, too.
Yeah, he gave great answers. I mean, all of his answers were spectacular. All right, so we got to wrap this thing up.
Yeah,
anyway.
7 minutes.
So thanks, everyone. Yeah, hi, Evan. Yeah, don't get in the way. Don't get in the way, Landon. All right, so. All right, so. No, I'm just messing with him because he got an hour shot last week. I'm just getting a hard time. All right, so we talked about next week. We'll do the show next week to keep it rolling. Big thanks to Hunter Champion for visiting. Thanks to Aaron White. Thanks to Lisa. Thanks to Engineer Greg. We love you, Greg. And we will be back next week for episode 24.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost to the what are they called? 25? Is that the silver episode?
I don't know.
I think that's silver.
This is the Michael Jackson. Not Michael Jackson.
This is
Michael Jordan.
This is Michael Jordan. That's right. So we pulled away from.
Can we try to get him as the guest?
What's kind of hard to get to now?
If we get someone
in the ground,
maybe that's what we need to do is play back Michael Jackson's song lyrics for the answers.
Yeah, that would be awesome. All right, so we will talk to all of you. This is going to be for sure our highest watched and listened to show. I have no doubt about it. So we will talk to all of you and see all of you next week for episode 24 of. Conclave Radio!